flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I mean, even the producer got a mustard deal out of it.
Mustard!
This man's selling mustard now.
Yes.
That's amazing. It's a good commercial, too. Ketchup takes all forever to come out.
I can't figure out what exactly it is, though.
I just like saying that. Mustard!
Oh, it's great. I also really like mustard. But
I love
that's well
mix
documented
between yellow mustard
on this show.
And brown mustard.
Big mustard guy. No, I think it's just regular mustard.
Just renamed.
They're
mustard?
Just. Oh, what do you mean?
The mustard thing. It's just mustard, and it's written differently than regular.
Oh yes,
just like with Heinz.
It's right? Written mustard.
Yeah. Mustard.
It's just a bunch of A's.
Yeah.
But I think it's the regular yellow, classic yellow.
Oh, it's a different color.
Well, no, it's not a different color. I mean, all of them are yellow, but it. From what I saw some kind of ad or something like that where they combined the best of two worlds on mustard.
Oh, okay. So it looked more like it's Dijon.
No, I think what they mean is their mustard and him are the best of two worlds,
okay.
And they combine.
Yeah, bring it on. I'm all for some mustard, man.
I love mustard.
All right. Well, he like you said, he got paid off of his mustard. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. There's no comeback for the guy up there.
That's the thing.
But think about
it's
it.
Like,
just put out another album. Don't even worry about it.
Just
put another album out.
That's where we've gotten to now with that is just don't ever acknowledge it again because you can't.
You can't.
You can't win it. It's over with.
Yes.
Make a new album. Go on tour.
Yeah.
Move on.
And then you're going to be right back on top of the record.
Yeah.
I mean,
your fans will still be there.
Meek Mill's bounced back after you murdered him.
Yeah.
Is that your girl's tour? Oh, my goodness. So, is that a world tour? Your girl? Like, you murdered Meek Mill. Made it back.
Just think of all of them except for Ja Rule. But think of all of the beefs that have, like the famous ones.
Yeah.
Both guys live to tell about it.
They bounce back.
Live to play another day.
Yeah.
You know?
So just relax.
Yeah.
Relax up there.
Just take a breath.
Relax up there. Come back. Just make you another album
move
and go about your business. And make you, seriously, make an album, go about your business.
Because the worst thing that could happen now is to try to retaliate and like make an answer
let it go.
Song. Yeah, you got to let it go.
Let it go.
So you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You lost this one.
Yeah.
Won a lot.
Go
made a lot of money,
a
lot of famous songs.
Go pick somebody else.
Yeah. You picked the wrong guy, really.
Go pick a Soulja Boy.
What you did.
Yeah, go.
Well, he's mad. Didn't he? He's mad at Drake already, remember?
Yeah, Drake.
Which is a great meme.
There you go. That's your beef right there. So, yeah, go a Soulja Boy. Go a Bow Wow. You know what I mean? Go make a diss track about Bow Wow. Yeah, something like that.
Or maybe Ja Rule. Like, that's a guy that...
Ja Rule's taking up a beat.
Everybody had no problem just jumping off his bandwagon immediately.
Ja's taking enough of a beat.
50 was like, we all think this guy sucks now. And everyone was like, yep, we do.
Yeah.
Even those songs he used to like that were pretty good, not anymore. I always secretly hated them. And now I can finally say it out loud.
Go make the call, Terry. Like right now. Call the Browns. Just see what it takes. Mm-hmm. See what they're thinking. Because I know the first thing the GM up there said, they're going to try everything world to keep Miles Garrett.
Yeah, we're going
to. This ain't something that's going to happen.
Contract.
No, they're going to do everything. And if Miles says no to that, then. But it's not going to be some quick, drawn-out process.
Right, that's the good news for them is the league, this can't even happen yet. Like, this is the Super Bowl's on Sunday. Right, we'll get to that in just a minute. Like, none of this can even happen yet. Right. So they've got, I don't know what how much time, but there's time on the clock for them to go to Miles Garrett and try to figure it out.
Figure it out.
And that's going to be a lot of zeros.
If you're him, why would you believe him?
Well, no, there's nothing to believe.
You know what I mean?
Like, I believe you would give me all the money. I want to win.
He wants to win.
There's nothing that you've done that tells me that we're going to do that here. The best we ever were was when Joe Flacco got hot at the end of the year a couple of years ago, and we lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to compete for championships. I'm that type of guy. So, yeah, no, I don't know how you could change his mind on that. But, again, you know, the biggest contract in NFL history for an edge rusher wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
It'd be a good place to start.
Yeah. But then, I mean,
what he's going to get no matter where he goes.
They're going to give him the contract that he probably wants. But at the same time, is it winning more important? And to me, it seems like winning is more important than having – no, the contract is important. But it's important not to have a contract with y'all.
Yeah, he wants to win games. Like, he's got a ton of money. He's got 100 sacks. He's AP first team a million times, defensive player of the year. Like, all the accolades you can have, he's got outside of postseason success and being a champion. But he wants to be.
Yep.
I don't blame him.
Go get your money.
Yeah, all right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Go get it.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A couple of new hires over the weekend. We kind of talked about this guy. I don't know. I thought Chip Kelly maybe was just going to stay in Ohio State, be a Buckeye, be happy, work with Ryan Day.
But
nope. Pac-12 reunion.
Yeah, man.
Him and Pete Carroll getting together in Las Vegas. He's going to be the new offensive coordinator of the Raiders. So.
$6 million.
Yeah, that's the headline.
The headline is getting him for $6 million, and then it goes back to coach can move whenever they want to, but I mean, I think that was something that people kept on knocking around as far as Chip Kelly going back to the NFL and things like that. And he is he's hot and tired. His offense, when he figured out what the hell to do as far as throw the ball to your best damn player, they won a national championship. Ryan Day brought him in to win the championship. And I still, he would not have been there if Bill O'Brien didn't get the Boston College job. But good for Chip, man. And I think, the one thing that Pete is doing, he kept the defensive coordinator that was already there to keep some continuity right there. And because Pete's going to be a figurehead organizer type thing. Like, Pete's there to stabilize the franchise. It ain't something, okay, that's why when you look at where they're going to go, quarterback, because what does Chip Kelly like as a quarterback? Somebody mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to get in on the Justin Fields early?
Yeah, maybe.
If you're the Raiders, and because to me it seems like the Steelers are going to pick Justin Fields over Russell.
Mm.
That's the feeling that I have kind of. But if you can find a way to get a young guy like that who can do some things that Chip Kelly likes to do with that offense, might have something.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I mean, obviously Chip Kelly's a legend in college. You give him the guys, and he's going to be able to do it. There was some moments in the NFL.
Because nobody was caught on to that offense and the pace.
Right, and then once they did, it was pretty much that.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I mean, it's definitely an interesting hire. The money part of it is like, all right, the NFL is kind of being like, colleges are paying these guys all this money?
Mm-hmm.
You get $3 million to switch spots from Penn State to Ohio State or Ohio State to Penn State for a defensive coordinator?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to not only pay these guys a ton of money, but make it public. You know what I mean? Because when's the last time you heard about how much money a coordinator was making in the NFL? I never heard about it. So, they were like, make sure this is public. So college coordinators know that you can come to the NFL and get
curious,
that type of money.
If that was what Liam Coyne was going to get. Because they said he was going to get hit. They said they were going to make him the highest paid offensive coordinator out of Tampa.
Yeah, it's an interesting new day where we hear about how much coordinators are getting paid.
Right.
Both in college and the NFL. But I think it's no coincidence competing against each other for all the same guys. Let's hear Troy Aikman talking about gambling, officiating, and correctness.
I've never heard from the league. I don't really feel like I ripped the officials. I kind of get tagged with that. You're right, in the sense that I'm not afraid to acknowledge when I don't agree with a call. I think that's my job. This is tipped a little bit because the league is in partners with a number of these gambling services. So here you are promoting gambling. People are gambling more than they ever have before. And those types of calls, there's a lot at stake regardless, but especially when you're considering there's a lot of money that's changing hands with these calls as well. So I think that we owe it to the fans that we get it right. And I think we're at a point in time where we can get it more right. So that was really my position, and just trying to lean on the NFL and say, hey, we've got to fix this. We've got to address it in the offseason.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars that are in the hand of a guy making the wrong call. Yeah. You can cost people houses. You know, you can cost a whole lot of things. Now, NFL will get their money regardless. But at the same time, you want it to be, and it's not going to be that way because it's human error. Stuff like this is going to happen.
Right. There's always going
to
be mistakes.
I still think you need to go back and start reviewing stuff more. You know,
you probably do.
And see if you can, like, you know, correct. You know what I mean? Correct the bad call or whatever. If you're able to do that, because you're going to go to a replay, and it's not a replay where the coach has to challenge it. You know what I mean? You have somebody that's I don't want to say a gambler, a guy who doesn't have ties to the gambling aspect of it, but a guy who is another official, like I say a Dean Blandino type guy. Well, I know Dean has a lot of relationship with these referees and everything, but could he be to a point where you're not afraid to embarrass a referee for making a bad call?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay, Dean's calling down. All right, we need to review that call.
Right. That part of it, I don't know how you get rid of that, because that's another human part of it as well, the ego and feelings and all that kind of stuff. But that's something they've got to get over. Because here's the thing, like, I don't believe that calls are made in NFL football games to intentionally impact the outcome.
I agree.
I don't think games are rigged. But the perception that they might be is almost just as bad as if they were.
Right.
Right? Like, if people believe that they are, then they believe that they are. Right? Like, if perception is reality with people that think that the NFL is rigged, and there's no shortage of people that think that the NFL is rigged right now, coinciding, not really coinciding, but happening at the same time with all of this gambling money being a part of the new wave of financing the NFL. Like, you got to do something about that. You got to make it seem like you're doing everything you possibly can to make sure that the calls are right.
Yeah, I love this
certain
headline.
Players aren't getting benefits and stuff like that.
One of my favorite headlines ever. The Phoenix Suns are the favorite to win the P.J. Tucker sweepstakes. I love that.
I love the P.J. Tucker sweepstakes.
I love
sweepstakes.
The P.J. Tucker sweepstakes.
It's a tradition unlike any other.
It's so great. Another big
happens
hire,
every year.
I saw that Eric Bieniemy is back in the league. He's going to be the Chicago Bears running back coach. So good for E.B. on that one, man.
Running backs coach?
Yeah.
Good. That's a tough
one right
there,
man.
It's been a tough road. Because he was, you know.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was at UCLA last year. Mm-hmm. Now he's a running back coach.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
Life comes at you hard, brother.
Sure does. Sure does.
Oh, yeah. And we found out officially again. We talked about it Friday. But Justin Tucker is a nasty-ass freak.
Yeah, three more accusations.
Yes.
Now, 9 in total.
Yeah. Nasty-ass freak.
Yep. Not good.
Yeah. Wonder if Bugsby's going to go after him.
Oh, yeah. The lawyer, right?
Yeah, the lawyer guy. Is he going to go after him also?
I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah. Whatever. We can skip past the freak. But it is Super Bowl week, though.
It is.
It's crazy. Saw everybody getting off the planes as they get ready for the New Orleans Bowl or battle or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, the Pro Bowl happened yesterday.
You saw how I just skipped over that. Yeah, okay.
Jared Goff won the offensive MVP. And Byron Murphy. Go Huskies.
Did you watch any of it?
Not a single second.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I didn't watch it.
I watched the Grammys instead.
I actually forgot that it was on yesterday because me and Donna went out for brunch yesterday with some friends, and I completely forgot.
I watched some of the some of the other festivities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they showed they played dodgeball or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I saw clips of it.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like they were having a good time.
I saw the one clip where
Bo said he watched the whole thing.
Where Kyle Juszczyk did a front flip and landed on Justin Jefferson. I saw that part.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want none of that right there. But other than that, nah, didn't get a chance to watch. I did see one play. There was it was like late in the game, and they handed the ball to Bijan. They handed the ball out to Bijan, and Bijan like literally shook whoever the defender was to his knees.
Oh wow!
Like he was jogging. Like it was like a walkthrough type pace. And
yeah.
And I don't know who the defender was, but Bijan gave him that.
Oh man!
And dude actually fell.
That's the worst.
He actually fell on the ground
because it feels like there's a mutual agreement amongst everyone, just like in the NBA game. No one's going to try hard, so no one gets embarrassed or hurt.
It was a half speed flag football game,
and even half speed, he was able to put him to his knees.
He gave him the.
The NFC won, by the way.
Yeah. What was the final score?
76-63.
Okay. I saw.
I think they hit the over.
Yeah, I saw Eli. I wonder if there were. They had to be a lot.
People gamble.
There's a line
on
everything.
People gamble on it.
There's a line on everything.
There's a line on everything.
But yeah, so
Abe told me there's a prop bet on how many times Tom Brady's voice will crack.
Tom has a cracky voice?
Oh yeah, a cracky voice.
Really?
That's the only, I don't know. I know people want to nitpick everything Tom Brady says. I think he does a pretty good job analyzing the games. He kind of has a kid voice.
He does, but yeah. I don't, maybe I need to keep the sound up longer because I don't be really focused on.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The tone of his voice, but if Tom's a squeaker,
his, remember Matt Ryan? Every once in a while, he'd have a little squeak in some of his answers too.
Yes,
he's figured that out on TV.
He's awesome, man.
Yeah, he's I think maybe it's maybe a lemon tea with some honey in it, something like that.
Really damn good.
Tom, you know, because Tom's big into all the supplements and all that.
Yeah, he is. Maybe they got some throat lozenges.
Get him some throat stuff.
Yeah, but I saw earlier this week my boy Gio Grego said, "Hell yeah, I hate being."
I love how honest he's about it.
I love how honest he's being about it.
Yeah, I love it.
Because it's true. I be mad. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's really good at it. He did it for a long time. He worked his way up. And then Tom Brady's just like, I'm going to do that now.
Like, hey, yeah, I ain't never done it.
And everybody knows Greg's better at it than Tom. And that's not to say that Tom's not, you know, improving and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, Greg Olsen's better at it than he is. Sucks. Sometimes it's the way life works sometimes, you know?
PJ Tucker sweepstake.
He didn't even play anymore. PJ Tucker's just on a team for contract purposes, which is OG vibes guy, man. If you can be the OG vibes guy in the NBA right now on a roster, it's a pretty good place to be. All right, we'll come back. We'll get you a Super Bowl grab bag after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue, and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.